Happy little Saturday, Fighter Dead Warriors and clients and followers. You're gonna follow along with me on jog walk while I chit chat a little bit. So when I competed, I started with bodybuilding, and you don't wear high heels there. You have your athletic body on stage, you flex, pose down, love it. That's what I love today too. But then here came female fitness figure in attempt trying to make the women not want to be mass monsters. So in order to try to change that, they came the fitness figure division. So now we're gonna flex less, relax, not build all the muscle, kind of build a disco body, which I call is when you don't pay attention to the details, and then put the heels on. So stripper shoes with glass or plastic clear top, 5 inches, that's the norm. That was, never had that in Sweden. So being who I am, I thought that was stupid. Like, why have shoes, high heels on a woman? Why do I have to have that? Because I'm gonna compete in muscle. So then I thought, well, if it's about the muscle and both men and women have the same equal muscles, just different size and you know, volume and so on. If we have the same and we compete in the same way, we have the same poses, why are the men not wearing the high heels then? And then everyone laughs. Of course not, because it's feminine. Well, what's feminine with having shoes on that make you weak so you can't run away? What makes it feminine to walk around in a little this kind of twirl? So now, noticing, this was when I was younger. And when you're young and you know, you come into like when I found bodybuilding, well, I realized you can compete. Now that opened up an interest that I want to compete. It's fun. So that's how it, you know, that's what people do. They have to have a goal. So we need challenges. We need competition. And it's awesome. It's fun. But only if you understand how it works. And I think it's a real judgment of who is the true winner, who is the one who has it all. Well, that's subjective, and if we compete in something that we have put on standards on, it's no different than any other beauty ideal. And that's when I then have a problem, this beauty ideal. Because I didn't ever want to compete in a beauty pageant. Like, I wasn't raised to even know that existed. Then became this Miss Sweden. I think the Swedes started that whole thing with the beauty competition after the wars, or maybe before. So I feel a little bit more about the kind of, it's not in me to want to compete in something that can't be competed in. So that was just a reaction on now, when there's a new division, let me jog, a new division again, wellness, which I see a lot of fellow old-timer competitors and new aspiring fitness toddlers in their 40s, 50s, who are doing this wellness, and it looks just like the same. I mean, there's no difference, it's just another term. It's trying to downplay muscle and now just a feminine, more reachable, more realistic for women. You know what that is now? Just big booty with big implants in it, and then having more muscle size on the bottom. Well, that's not every woman's size. And now they take the typical female form to be rewarded in a new kind of fitness competition. So women who do not have the big, like, you know, typical everyone's man's fantasy, the Kardashian butt, you know, that now that is what they compete in. So it's pretty much about who got the biggest butt implant. So when I see you practice in your high heels and you do that little twirl, I'm so sorry. I know you love it, but I just feel so young in like a ridiculous way. That why would you want to compete or even have interest in something that is so for the young who are still wanted to be you know, win everything and think you're gonna be able to win the whole world, or you're just not gonna be happy. You have to be winning. So when you get over that, life becomes really, really awesome. So everyone who says, oh, I don't want to be 40, like, it was better when I was 20, well, I just want to be younger, I don't know what you're talking about, because I always feel that life, in me, like my life, I felt it was like a shade, like a foggy, blurry, worn out version versus what I have now. That I know so much about myself now that I never knew, and I thought I did. So it's for me giving up on all these things I thought I wanted. I wanted it for a chapter in my life and then move on. And that's the evolution I like to do. I don't want to live a life where I've done the same thing over and over so I can tell everyone else how long I've been doing this and how long has it been just kind of a chore. So what I felt in my fitness life, and today I'm going to post this hilarious clip from a few years ago before I had given up on my what I thought I wanted to train heavy and hard. So I'm going to upload this funny clip from my ego training. So you can just see, so here I am, training, thinking I'm so tough, and I loved it, and how I just now rolled my eyes at myself, like, yeah, and what, you know, you're like, okay, what is this doing? Like, if I had met myself more, I would have called myself out of the bullshit. I would say, yeah, that looks fun, and I know you like to lift it, and you can, but you won't be able to, so what are you going to do? Are you going to keep on? I would, like, put pressure on me. I wouldn't be like the rest of the crowd, kind of just salute and celebrate everyone who's strong, as in how much weight can you pull or lift from one angle to another, because I care more about it. But at that point I was more ignorant, more close-minded, and held on to that because that was what I loved to do. It's not like someone forced me. I loved it, you know. It's awesome. You feel strong, you get your ego kick, and yes, you need your ego. You just, because you need an ego to feel that you're confident that you can do this. That's why I say you gotta pep talk yourself. So all this ego, like, we can't train our ego, doesn't mean that you don't need an ego, as in you need to want to defend yourself, to want to be in life. So if you don't have that, it's like you can just go off and be killed off. You're like, oh, I didn't realize. So yeah, be human, just be the best one. So it's kind of hard to relate to people who want to compete in something that I felt is like I stopped in 2018. Well, I mean, it's almost like half my life ago now. But I know everyone has their own journey. But the thing is, I wonder, what are you waiting or looking for? What is this going to do when you have achieved? Because I think it's just people are, you need a goal, and this is what you think is for you. And what is my problem with it? Is the lifestyle goes with it is diet culture. And how are you going to feel when your body's never going to have up to standards? What if you want to compete and you already lived a life and your body is never going to have what it takes? It's not going to be shrinking in. It's not going to be tight and taut and 20. And that's just reality. I mean, I don't know how to. I couldn't just compete all of a sudden thinking I could do it. Well, maybe I could if I wasn't caring about health, but that is what I am. So now people who don't even care about health in general are drawn to win a beauty pageant. So now, you see, the motivation is to win, and then high heels. So it's not even good for your knees. And then I think about arthritis and gout and joints. How's that going to be? I couldn't even fit in the shoes. That's a blessing in disguise for me. My body says, I got you, girl. We're not going to do this. Oh, okay, let's have a little pause. Then I'm going to move on to the next one. Anyway, I get it. I just think fair and square. Put the wheels on everyone. Because otherwise, I think it's just, I can't roll by those stupid guidelines of what people do. Like, it gotta be some kind of system. So if you want to compete and you're my client or you're my following, you know what I would just ask first before you do whatever plan, because you're gonna be on the typical, I wanna do the meal prep, I wanna do those mini meals, I'm gonna not have any joy, I'm not gonna be able to have a rewarding meal. And if you believe those competition coaches who say so, well, ask how well is that doing for them, because most of them are on a yo-yo diet all the time or terrified about what are they gonna do when they don't have the power anymore. And then, since all the competitors are pretty much hooked up on flat belly ambition all day, they're not gonna do Pobo. So now they're hungry. So now you're gonna spend months hungry. And then celebrate at the end, and that is when everyone goes overboard. But since these people are so disciplined, everyone follows the same yo-yo. You're gonna get in competition shape and then start over and gonna have it as a celebration, but everyone calls it off-season. And the off-season is just self-sabotage, pretty much. And just go back on your word, eat everything, and that's what people do, and they pretend that's okay because it's off-season. And everyone plans on not doing it, so everyone just regrets it and then do it just like everyone else. So of course, I'm just too real to want to keep that up like a play. Nothing wrong with it, but if you gotta know what it's like. Because what I know, most are actually not doing it for... because it's so rewarding to you're doing it because you want to have admiration on stage that you made it. You want to have the pretty body to dress up, and then you kind of don't, you know, you want to take a photo and then forget about it and live on that. And then the second alternative is all the feared who think they're gonna gain weight, and they will, or gain fat. So you're just trying to have a deadline and a new date, and you want to do that so you can never accidentally fatten up and lose control, because it's too important to stay in bikini on a stage in a tan, spray tan with glued bikini to the ass and high heels for, I don't know, there's no general income of it, you're not gonna win any big awards, nobody really cares except for you and the closest morning ones. So, just take it forward as, if you need goals for training, just ask yourself, why do you feel that you need goals with standing on stage? Because what it takes is not going to take you to learn a lifestyle, because the lifestyle of competition is not the same as real life. You're going to be forced into being super disciplined and all willpower, because that's the way it takes when you have a deadline. Now, what is the problem with that? That you're not doing it in real life, you're not practicing it. What you should do, if you're so serious, you should compete with yourself, as in make a mock competition challenge for yourself. See how many days do you keep up and remember you're gonna be on stage. Because that is then when it hits again, that most people are just dreaming about to be a competitor. Not really live the lifestyle. And if you haven't competed and then come back and stay in shape, you don't know about the post-contest blues. So you might intend to maintain or stay in lean, and you won't unless you have learned what it takes to go in the ups and downs and not fall off. So enough about that. Okay, now, when I was a trainer, in real life only, as in training clients one-on-one, it was the best, because there was no way the client could get away with coming into training. There was no way the client could keep on having crappy form. There was no way that you could live a lie online, in body and in what you're doing and snapshot, and think that just a selfie in the gym with perfect lighting for muscle, it's gonna be the same as being flashed from stage lights from top to toe, and you're still gonna have muscle definition. That's when you realize if you didn't do your contest prep, you're gonna look fat compared to those who are super lean, even though you have never been as lean as you are. So now, how many people can handle that? I know women can't even look at their body, because you just can't. So now these bodies who can't look at their body have the ambition to one day, you're gonna win or be on stage, and you're gonna be able to love your body and see your body, and you have that idea that you suddenly, it's an uphill battle here, that suddenly you're gonna have some kind of love and see that even with your imperfections and saggy skin, that is gonna come when you lean out a big body into a tight little thing, and it's not gonna take, you're not allowing the years, and let's say you just spend too long time in the other direction. It's just so much your body can rebound. That's why maintaining and prevent, not keep on acting like a 20, is the best way to have what you say is so important. Ooh. Okay. So when you're a personal trainer in life and people come in, you get the best results for clients. And why do I want that? Because that shows for other people that I know my stuff, that you get results with me. Nobody wants to live a lifestyle without getting results. That's what you just want to say. So that's why the pressure on my clients is that if you don't do your best and you just kind of quit online, I don't have clients to show my work. And that's when I lose motivation for that. That if I work and work and work and give my all, and then what I work for just falls off, becomes nothing, that is me wasting time on building you up. I learn a lot from that. You know, there's a reason why. I just know when you think, I take it to heart that you can't keep up, or that you regret, or you just fall off my radar. You don't want me to remember. I get it. It takes a certain breed to want to be when you just want to be basic. It's okay. I get it. So don't ever think it's something about you or that you're making me somehow, you know. Don't guilt yourself, because then I think you're ridiculous. It's not. I rather just have you know what you want to do with your life so you can find it and keep it up. Because it is here already. You just have to ask yourself the right question, which is I do now. So, a personal trainer in real life, just, there's no way around my radar. There's no way around my eyes. So that's why it's so much easier. Now, that means for clients have to pay between $150 to $250 for an hour with a trainer and my style, or my demo, or whatever you call it, my level. I don't think a lot of people want to afford that, because you've been used to having online programs. And I love it, because I'm a solitary person and I love training groups. It's more efficient for that, but it's not efficient for those who think they can get the same kind of push and motivation as you do with one-on-one. Because this is what happens. You don't show up to practice much. Most people are really motivated day one in a challenge and have competition dreams, but that just it doesn't stay up, so fades away. So now today it's almost 25% into 2024, and I really wonder about you who started so strong on New Year, both of the elbows, you didn't look happy, but you were gonna do this, you were gonna invest in yourself and take a time. So how long, now it's 25%, how much of that time are you still working for 2024? Which is how you have to see it if you're gonna compete. Because nobody builds a competition body in that short time. Not even a year. But if I say that, I'm discouraging you. But if I tell you a lie, I can't live with myself and you're gonna know it too. So we're kind of stuck there. What are we gonna decide to do? To be real, to learn and to master the lifestyle, and then you can compete. So you don't have to be a yo-yo dieter or physique chaser or thinking you're gonna be happy once the body's good enough, because here's what you need to know, and I'm sorry to say it, just like I can't choose my body pains or, you know, whatever happens to me, and I can't choose that just because I want to train heavy and hard that I should be able to do it. I don't have that mindset anymore, because it didn't serve me. So I just learned, and now I feel so, so happy and love that I just kind of don't even know why I wanted to train so heavy and hard all the time. Why didn't I want to have a balance, or why didn't I want to periodize my training the way I knew I should Why didn't I? Because I didn't really want it enough. Because I still could do just what was easy. And, you know, what I liked it to be about. And easy was heavy and hard. Sloppy form on a lot of lifts. Loving my very low reps. And too heavy weights. I was just ego training. As in, I'm not even training for muscle. I must be training for strength, powerlifting. Because that's how you train then. You don't care about form. It's just to lift the weight. But I don't do that. I never did. So it was me completely stupid about what am I doing? How am I doing it? Growing and wanting to grow. So now knowing that is how people are nowadays. In my arena where people, trainers, are acting like you're 20 and never grew. So I don't have any interest to be a part of that. And I feel that that is how the fitness culture is. It's very premature. It's very ignorant. It's very low level because it's all about the body. No, it's all about the mind. And yeah, we all say that when we're younger too, but it comes very much more to the surface the more you live life. So a trainer in real life, if you were to have me, it would be, let's say, just have a split, $150, just get reasonable. You would have to have that like three times a week, $450, $800, $1,800 to just have a trainer who can watch you to check your form, that you're actually lifting, so you can build muscle that builds up to your body goal. But if you're not doing that, it's like me thinking I'm going to be a lawyer and I'm not going to go to school. I'm going to read a little book, pamphlet, and then try to pass and have a career. Except for I could eat cookies and get in shape for that. But I couldn't do it the way you have to master your human nature. And that's what nobody thinks is worth it. And that's another thing we're going to go into now. So anyway, a trainer in me, if when I was training, I had more happiness in, let's say, it's just more rewarding to work with people who keep on working, because that's how you build bodies and relationships. So there's no weirdness about that. So now, let's just compare a little bit the cost here to have fun. You pay $100 for a challenge with me, pretty much, with everything included. $100 for 2 months. And I show up Monday to Friday, form check you, nutrition plan. I'm one number away. I always care about you, keep on showing up. I come out with new programs. I come out with new programs you need and want, because you don't know how to make it yourself. And you don't know how to keep it fun. So any moment your workouts get stale, which is natural, and it will, and it's not gonna work to keep it up the same way. Now you don't know what to do and you fall off your own plan and then kind of have action paralysis, which is why I have my way of training to say you don't have to think or write or calculate, you can follow along. But that is, most people don't want to follow along because they want to follow your own horn, because that way you have an easy way out, but you think it's hard and heavy or tough. It's just different kind of perspective and different realities. And I just know that mine is real. I get out of what I want because I do what I need to do. I don't make it about my life version. I feel better now here. Oh. So, cost-wise, what I'm offering you, you can never get that in real life. First of all, I'm just one person. And now that is what everyone needs. So the culture became an online thing that people want to say they're training, but they don't want to learn it, or they think it's too easy, underestimating what it takes, because nobody thinks it's worth it to practice proper form when you can just lift heavy and hard. And then you look at young people like me throwing heavy weights, and I just don't want to be that kind of person showing you anymore. So that's why I love to laugh at and show the story. I can do that about myself since I don't care about my being insecure. I just love to tell my story so you can see how everyone else kind of laugh at it and then realize, oh, that's just like me. But I can say it without people getting mad. Well, they do anyway. Because I do talk about myself. And if you just relate, well, just shows that we are much more similar than anyone wants to ever admit. So now, form checks. It's extremely important that you understand that. Especially if you're my VIP, you take the space in the FDA because your form check videos are needed for me, or you're not a VIP really. Not too many, but if I ask for a move and you keep on not wanting to show it, I know why. And then you have to progress to build it up. And if you're too shy, then you know, you gotta build your courage to do it. And that's just, you gotta do it. You stop being like, oh, I'm so scared. I'm not, if you're too scared, you're not gonna be. You have to just do it and stop thinking you gotta be confident before you commit. So that's all, you know, just get over your ambition to have it so you know for sure you're gonna guarantee and make all happen. I don't know, like really, what are you trying to make? And then I realized, well, most people do not want to do what they talk about. So then I forget, because I was never like that. I don't talk about what I don't care about. I talk about what I'm passionate about, my training. So yesterday, I had an amazing workout day. Felt so strong. And today, I'm so happy that I'm out jogging, walking. Because I'm already now thinking about summer and the breeze. Because I never took the time to build up my jogging ability. I didn't have time for that. So of course, my feet couldn't handle it. So, since lockdown, I built it up, kept it up. And now, since I moved away from my old, outdated training, my body can rebound and recover, and I can build muscle. So, I'm really, really, really in heaven about my fitness life, because I found my way over arthritis, over gout, over the thumb pain, over shoulder tears, over two hamstrings, and over my tiredness and the same fatigue everyone else has. And how to keep on showing up. And some days I'm so tired. And yesterday, all of a sudden I have this magical moment again, and I'm thinking about the training and leading you, and I get that chill again, the confirmation that I'm 100% just follow. And that I looked in the mirror and just smiled, and I just felt so at peace and right in the moment, and that was all I needed. And that's the feeling that I have trained myself and keep training to keep up, because I want to live on a high 24/7, and that you can if you know how to keep it up, and that is my specialty. So FD8 strong early bird ends April 4. You cannot ever get my education somewhere at this low price. It's ridiculously low. So if you don't take advantage of this and you don't want to show up to train, then ask yourself, why do you sit on this kind of idolizing image of me in my youth? And I say, don't listen to that version. Listen to me now. Because then it's almost like we don't have a relationship. You somehow are starstruck about a concept, an idea. And it's not at all real, and it's not me. And then you don't want to learn about what's real. You don't want to get to know me as a person, because then you realize, oh, it's like you think knowing me for real is going to limit you, but it might just give you a reality check. As in, don't you want to know what it takes or what it's like to live fitness life for real? How can you, if you don't have it at home or around you, how do you know what's real? How do you know that that is really what you want at the level you think you want? What if you think you want to be in full time and it's just you just want to have a little less pressure? You just want to stay in shape and feel good. So, since different dedication is going to take longer and longer time, you got to know. And again, it goes down to when you have goals and dreams and hopes and aspirations, make sure you know what is the core drive. Are you doing it out of heart? Because if you don't do the analysis like I do, it's just, why am I doing this? And it's not just again a rebellion as in spite. Of course you want to be healthy and fit, you just don't want to do it. Yeah, that's not gonna work. So now we do again. Why? And then if you can find it in you that you would do this no matter what, if you have no guarantee of success, you would still do it. If you were, let's say, working it for 3 years, and at the end you would have a fit, strong body, but not at all to the way you had hoped for. So now it's about accepting and then be loving it anyway. Let's say you couldn't ever end up where you were perfect, and now know how you feel already. Why would you keep on living that is going to make you unhappy? Because what you're trying to make real about your body is just not going to happen to your liking. And before you feel like I'm demotivating, listen to this. If you change the way you talk about your body, how you perceive your body, and you stop being like a trash can body, who don't care about how you feel. So you think somehow it's better for you to say, my body's shit, I hate it, because you don't think what you say is going to affect you. Now, you're not going to ever be happy, because you're going to be tough to deal with for yourself when you notice that your body is just like mine, not fit to be a Playboy model. I don't have the boobs to go for it. Do you think I'm sad? No, at all. I never wanted to be it, but there was pressure. It's easy to fall for the pressure, to want to be beautiful, to put it sexy when you're young. But come over that complex after 20, because I just think it's too low level for a woman. Like, I can't see why would you want to be, as in you're looking for satisfaction that only is for someone who's 20. Unless you're 20 in your head, and that's when we need to know. You gotta want to grow up. You want to be wiser. You have to want to be more than 20. 20 is just prototype life. So you're not gonna be yourself before you've done a lot more traveling. And I know you think you are a mess, that you are complicated or you know, sabotaged or gone too far or broken, lost goods, expired. But all that is what you say, and you are copying what the world tells is to feel. Because if you can feel like that, you're gonna be easy target to, you know, to get money out of, or your loyalty to what? That you're never gonna feel that you are the one woman in the whole world that is the all, that is everything, that you don't ever feel that you're not enough, that you feel so empowered and confident, you know yourself, so you don't have a problem looking at the younger one and letting them enjoy their ignorance just like we do. Like, if you can't see and get over that, that it is more to want than just be so-called pretty, you're gonna have very empty, like a low surface life. So when you're with me, since I'm very much into the mind and I go by you, your mind, I know the body is a reaction, a consequence of the mind. I only have interest for the mind. The body, your, how it looks, I couldn't care less. As in, it's not the look. And I want you to take this kind of thought experiment. And yes, I know, you all guys who try not to meditate, you're like me, I didn't understand why to meditate, what is the reason for that, I want my thoughts. I held on, I had pride, like I love my thoughts, I had, what do you say, attachment to them, because my creativity, so yes, they're good, but not busy in my mind all the time. So why do not people want to do something that is sitting down? Because it's really hard, and nobody knows what to think about, because you always think, and that's the whole point. So it's one of those things that you don't do it for a goal to achieve, you do it as it makes you feel, and what it does for your mind. And I must say, bodybuilding for the body, and meditation and self-reflection for the mind, I mean, ooh, the combination is like badass. I'm so happy to have this, because even if I have no body anymore to work, let's say the worst injuries, or paralyzed, whatever, I will always have my mind and work with you people that way. That's such a comfort, because my mind is all where I have what I need anyway. The body, I have it, I keep it up, but I'm not attached to it. I know it's not gonna overcome me, and I know I just need it for my life. And just is just killing, you know. I need it for my life, my personal life. But for my professional life, I think the day when I can't do anything anymore, people are gonna realize, now you have something to learn. So, just fearless again. You gotta just know, see everything as an opportunity to grow, and that's what I do. So when I get scared, I know, just tell myself everything is the way, and that's just the way I hold on to it. Cannot reason or ration or thinking I'm, as a human, is gonna be able to solve it all to make sense. It doesn't, so it's better to just let it go. That's the practice. Okay, so I was on another spin there about what I was gonna tell you. Of course, I forgot. Oh yeah, the thought experiment. Let's just assume now that since I have my body goal, as in I love my body lean and strong and fit, it's the best feeling, it's a preference of life, and I'm willing to happily do it because I enjoy it. So it's not for me thinking I'm better because I have a body that looks what you think is leaner or stronger. So for me, this is my personal ideal. Knowing it, how many people think my body is the worst, would never want to look like that. So, and that doesn't change at all what I'm doing anyway. No. So I thought, okay, let's see what happens if I say, Pauline, what if the fattiest, saggiest bodies, the ones we definitely say, we can't say, that's okay, that looks great. We're just lying, okay? Because how you feel and the consequence of being a big-bodied, out of shape is the lifestyle. So of course the body isn't happy. It's not gonna make us feel that that is something to strive for. Naturally we have an eye for what is good. There's a reason why men look at women who have an hourglass shape, because that makes them think it's a fertile woman and she's not pregnant now. So just biologically it's good to kind of screen the environment. For us as a society, not that good. So now just think like the body we see that is part of being not taking care of your body. To eat like you don't care. The typical routine we are here, diet like American style or any mainstream curved, lazy person, everything packed in a box delivered. Then, let's say that body, flabby, would be just as fit, just as strong, just as super athletic as mine, how would I feel then? It's not about the fat empowerment. It's about what if that body wasn't about not taking care? What if that was as healthy? Good morning. What if that was just as healthy as being in shape, what we know by eyes? It's kind of good to just ask, because if you change all of a sudden to say, yeah, being flabby and saggy and overweight, but if it was, I'm happy and healthy and fit, would I have a problem having that body now? Because everyone else in the environment is going to look the same. So if you want to, now think about it. Everyone wants to fit in, but you don't want to have the consequence of the fitting in crowd. So everyone wants to have the lifestyle of the junk people. Nobody wants to admit it or say, okay, I want to be a junk person. I really don't want to be healthy. I don't care about it. I just want to live. So then I have to respect that. I said, that's a choice too. Just like I remember how it is to drink and, you know, play blackjack and so on too. It's a choice. But then you have nothing to do with fitness life. But just think that what if that was the epitome of fitness? Would you want to have that body then? Because then, if you can make that shift of your mind, you'll notice that it's a foolish to think you have to work to have a body idealistic the way you think, when you can change the way you see yourself. So now here is my invitation. Can you let yourself practice the lifestyle that is how you eat, how you think, and how you train, which means form checks, stretch checks, upload, use my community to be where I offer my life with you. Because if I don't do that online, you don't have someone like me around. And not that I'm all that, but I do care. And I know how to train and I know how to stay in shape. So now you could have your whole life already here. Achieve the goal that I have in my community of being happy in the doing, the practice. So what are you waiting for? If you really think about it, you want to be happy and healthy, fit and strong. There's no way around it. You have to live the life. And all you need to do is understand to practice means show up. And here is some guidelines when you have me in your life, and especially for VIP. When you join a new challenge, FD8, you introduce yourself. Then you make your regular check-ins. That is up to you. But if you are gonna expect for me to remember you when you flake, you have to show up so I get to know you. But if you wanna live a life that you fake online because you don't wanna be honest, I will never know you. So you're gonna bury yourself more and more in, I don't know who you are, you keep on living a weird life online and I'm trying to help you. That's waste. Then I want you to be respected, to not have me chase around when you have a blue moment, so that you actually talk to me, communicate. The silence is so ridiculous when clients want me to find them so you feel special, and then you love to go and post, oh, Pauline, remember me. It's so unfair. You gotta remember yourself, because otherwise you're a victim of the whole world. You're never gonna be remembered enough. Always gonna be butthurt. So you show up, and if you're gonna go away from the radar and you don't want to be what I consider no talk, no show, flake. I know you are cheating on a diet, right? Like you're not, I don't have a loyalty to you, and you're not loyal to your fitness life, that's for sure then. So then, instead, you make a little note. You send me a message, hey, I'm gonna be gone now for 3 weeks. I have a plan. I know what I'm doing. And then I can trust that and hope that is true. Unfortunately, it never is. I hope this can be motivation for you. If I'm right, think about this. You're spending a month or two with me, you're getting results, you get to know each other, you like to have a fit friend. And then you wanna do it on your own to save money and to somehow you wanna be self-made. I get it. It's annoying to have me because you gotta be accountable. You don't want someone to check up on you that you're doing what you need to do for yourself. I know. So then clients who committed a whole year to me, no, because this is successful, because you feel independent right away. And that's awesome for me as a coach that I can make you feel successful right away. Because you're happy in the doing, the practice. But in marketing and having traction, I gotta see the results in body. Because no matter how you twist and turn it, ladies, you wouldn't be happy just live a lifestyle if you never got rewarded in looks or improvement. That's just what you say when you wanna drop your intensity of your dedication, when you're tired. That's when you start asking the group, is this, I'm too tired, I don't wanna do it. Yeah, rest a little bit and then start over another interval. So you just simply act according to how you do with friends and relationships that you commit to. Well, that's how all I need to know about my clients, because after the COVID and my page is gone, I cannot pick all my clients. I cannot pick the clients who give the most results because I don't have access to them anymore. Lost the accounts, the pages, and there's just too much competition. And most women are gonna go for what is easy target and gonna go for fat, which is why most people in the whole world never have balance or stay healthy or get lean or stay lean. Nobody. And if they do, they never had to try because it was just how they were born and not have a big appetite. So it's easy for the ones who've never had an interest in diet. But would you want a coach like that? Exactly. So just show up, be responsible in your relationship, commit, and know that there's a reason why long-term relationships are very rewarding. You just build history. Just like you learn your ways that you're stronger than you think, and when you hold on, you're not gonna break. You're not gonna die because you have a little bit of interest to eat, and it's not due yet. So simply you have to want to be one, and you have to want to be real. And that is the people I want in my crowd. the ones who want to live fittest life with me as if we were in a community training and eating and staying strong together, like you were in my real life. And that's how I see my FD8 community and my workout video production. That I host what you don't know how to do it for yourself, that I give you the community you don't have, and I reach out to you with my help. But if you don't want to be there, that's all I need to know. I have the amazing program for myself. I made my own life mission. I love to gain weight now and muscle and to train in a whole other way. And yesterday when I was training and I had that moment, you know what? I did a few heavy sets for back, and then I got tired of it because I felt it was too little volume. I don't have interest to train with 2 minutes rest for a lift anymore. And it made me so happy to see everything sure has its time in life and then you move on. But if you don't, you are a constipated person for yourself. You're gonna hold on and make your own miserable because you're gonna keep on living like you're trying to be the one who you were when you were younger. And that means then you don't know, you haven't listened to your heart. Because I know now by experience, or maybe I'm just big, or maybe it's just me, no, that I have never been happier, fitter or stronger after all the ups and downs and coming out because I want to succeed and be happy. I don't want to hold on to an image about myself, for you or for anyone. So how much do you hold on images versus how do you listen to your heart? I know it's tough to know, that's why you practice. So today is form check again, because there's gonna be more and more form checks. I need to raise the level of my group so I feel motivated to come out with new programs. Because this is what I have noticed. What am I gonna do? My motivation and my programs came back when I wanted to train and know people wanna train. To actually be able to see people train. Because I just knew all the time that people have no clue. So what they say, they can't do it. So I felt frustrated with people that no matter what, you can never do it. Because here is the thing. If I give a reasonable program in a book form, then the ones who are extremers, the ones who don't want to live a life, who are not athletes, or just desperate, who are yo-yo dieters, they're not going to be happy because they want an extreme crash course that you can never do so you can fall off. Or you just forget, you're not going to have energy to do hours of training every day if you don't even do 1 minute and out of shape. So to cater to that group is very demotivating because I know it's just bullshit. Now the other crowd is unfortunately the very brittle and weak ones who were like me, who need to move on and not train the way you do. And then you don't want to, so you want to have a program and redo it the way you've done in the past. Because remember, you don't want to change, you just want to change, well, you want to change your body, you don't want to change the way you train, and now you can't do it, but you don't want to change it, so you just don't train until you have a body to train. So sitting out your whole life on resting for injuries and never get to be there. Because the moment you show up to life, life is going to throw you another injury. That's how it is. So I remember when my younger me thinking, oh, well, I just had this time off and now I'm injured. Well, I didn't realize it's not like life waits for me. Like, oh, she just rested. Well, now we can't have injuries. So FD8 is not a challenge the way you know from fitness life. The ups and downs and motivation in the start and then fall off and start over. I'm the opposite, because you can never get out of the same vicious cycle, the same toddler gains, the same level of low level fitness if you do, because you're not living the life. So to have the programs then, I need to make them progressive, to cater to a whole group. In order to make the best group results, I need you all to collectively want to be there and work together and raise the level of fitness for you together as a group so I can make programs that are better and better. Because no matter how you think it's going to be one workout, I have to cater anyway to all the others. That's why I work at Video. My VIP are now coming in early to talk to me about training goals. So if you're VIP, listen to this, you know. I want you to really think about your goals now. What are you gonna do in May with me? Because this is what I need to know now to prepare and to find workout videos and to produce them. Because I live my fitness life and I do it before for you too, because I plan. So if you don't want to talk about what I can give you and I want to give you, we are not together. Because you are living without one to communicate. So you're like the worst kind of woman who talks about a man who never shows up, who just distances himself, who's not there present. And you wonder why you're wasting your time with this man who will probably not wake up until you're dead. Well, that's how I feel a lot when you are two-faced or don't want to be honest or don't want to be adult. So all my love to you who show up. I love you. You're badass. And it's not about the body. It's about how you are in your mind and your heart. So I'm excited about another day training you all. So now you know, go and sign up for 58 Strong too, because you're not going to be done with life. So it's just ridiculous. This is an early bird. You really think you're going to do this on your own? Well, how has that worked out? So stop being so overconfident. Start working on your weaknesses to get somewhere. That's growth mindset. That's the way I live. That's the way I want to. I don't want to be stuck or limiting myself or being the one who stops me from everything I want. And that's how most people live, if not everyone almost. Don't let it be that you have to have an extreme wake-up call, like a heart attack. Or, you know, that suddenly now you have type 2 diabetes, now you have to fix with nutrition again, or unless you want to be on medication. You know, you have a choice. So when you can choose yourself, you want to feel healthy and happy. You want to be able to eat. You don't want to go and do what diet culture and your friends want to do, that is desperation and not happy. Because if you feel that everything fitness and nutrition is struggle, and you're like, oh, it's like when you think about fitness life, it's the opposite to what I say is my bliss. If it's not your oasis, your stress release, your where you can go and work on yourself and leave the rest, then you probably think it's really like hell, that it's gonna be so boring and you can't wait until the last workout is done. The last workout is done on the day I die. So let's just say I want you to have many workouts to do. See me in the FD8 later today.